land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour today on this Thursday, September 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is our veteran sponsor, John Davis, over in Sheboygan. MAGA Water, right there on Mackinac Avenue, just barely inside the city limits of Sheboygan on the West End. Good morning, John.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Trucker.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things about all of the expansion and all the stuff that you're doing out there at the factory there of MAGA Water. And I had a couple of friends contact me and they said, Trucker, how is it exactly you get your refillable jugs refilled when you go out there? They're going to buy the jugs from you. They're going to refill them there at the dollar a gallon price. But they wanted to know the process. And I said, no problem. Talk to John. But basically, explain it to people. They don't have MAGA Water right now. They don't have the jugs. They don't come and refill them with you at the factory. Explain that process to everybody.
Absolutely. And perfect question, because this morning at about 8:30, Rob Billard called me, and he's a repeat customer. And he says, I'll be at the back door in 15 minutes. I said, all right, just give me a text. And he meets us at the back of the factory where we have our filling station. And we filled him up a four-gallon jug this morning. And that's basically the simple process right there.
They buy the jugs from you. They own the jugs.
Correct.
And then they just refill them whenever they need them. But they call in advance, schedule an appointment, make sure you guys are going to be there, make sure you can fill them up, and it's done. Right now you're doing it through the back door because you're renovating the front of the building, I believe.
Correct, yes. We just put a metal roof on. We're having new windows. They're on order. They're supposed to be in a couple weeks. And we're finishing some interior processes rooms too, with FRP board and metal ceiling deck and new lighting. And it's just an amazing time, because we're finally seeing some progress, because we got all the plumbing work done about a month and a half ago. So it's we're in like the final phase of finishing the things we need to do this year.
Excellent. And then ultimately, will people then bring their jugs to the front of the store? Is that where you're going to have a plumbing capability to fill them up there in the front, or will it stay in the back?
It'll stay in the back.
Okay. More efficient, quicker, faster filling capabilities in the back versus the front.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Been there, done it myself. You guys were working the line that one day, filling the bottles, and watching that process was amazing. But you gave me a little stool, and I sat there with the fire hose and filled up my 7-gallon jugs, and it's a great thing. It's fast, it's amazing, and absolutely appreciate you doing that for the folks.
What? Appreciate you too, and all hands on deck, right?
When the line's running, you can't shut down to service the customer. Sometimes it's got to be, you know, serve yourself kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's it. Yes, sir.
So, all right. Hey, I wanted to ask you too. The plastic bottles you mentioned, you're going to be in the process, hopefully soon, replacing those. You have aluminum that's coming with a liner. You're also looking at boxes. All this is evolving, basically, because people are responding to the ads, responding to the interviews, and coming and buying water from you. This is all part of the cash flow process.
Absolutely. And because the industry is starting to transfer over and segue right into the aluminum bottles, aluminum cans, even Coca-Cola is starting it with their smart water and the beer can style. But we're going to do the aluminum bottle instead of the can style. And we're really excited because we're in production right now with doing some graphics and design work, and it's going to be exciting.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Hey, John, can you stay through the break? I want to talk to you about Epoxy Pro.
Yes, sir, for sure.
All right, good, good, good. If you have any questions about either Mega Water or Epoxy Pro, just text them to me, and we'll make sure we ask John. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back from the break. Staying on through the break is John Davis. He's the owner of Mega Water and Epoxy Pro. based out of Sheboygan, Michigan. Got a text message, John, during the break from Shayna, longtime listener down in Indian River. She said, okay. I got two refillable jugs recently. Love the water. It has a very smooth feel in your mouth and satisfies your thirst better than any other water I've tried. And I got to tell you, pretty interesting response from her, because that's one thing Vicky and I noticed too, is when you're really thirsty, you've been outside working in the yard or whatever, and you come in and you drink it, it's absolutely amazing how immediately your thirst is gone, satisfied. I can't explain the process, but she says it right there in hers text message as well. Basically, it really, really quenches your thirst and stays with you. Love Mega Water. Greatly appreciate you doing that. I got another text message, and this ties right into our discussion about your epoxy pro business. Says, does John have any local examples of any public stores or car dealerships or any particular shops in northern Michigan, both below the bridge and in the UP, that somebody could go and see the product in person in an actual application somewhere?
Absolutely. We have them from here to Miami.
Okay.
Just to say, we just did one for the NOAA Lab Research Center in Miami, a government project. But back here to Michigan, the Mitten, the UP, we've got, where do we start? Clare, Michigan, Sheboygan, Michigan, Roger City, Michigan, all Bishop car dealerships, Tom Bishop and Dave Bishop, good friends of ours. And we also did Wheeler Motors in Sheboygan, Sheboygan High School, Wolverine Power in Elmira, and the one in Gaylord, which is their natural gas power plant. And we have a host of projects and garage floors. We have a basement and garage on Walloon Lake coming up here soon. We're doing the Lowe's entranceway in Gaylord. We're starting that in a week and a half, with our epoxy system, where it's all spalled concrete and all eaten up by the salt. We're redoing that whole entrance center where they put the shopping carts, for example.
Yeah.
We're doing two projects. Dave's Marathon gas station, Larry Wood, the owner, which he sold to Blarney Castle recently. We're doing his home on the river in Sheboygan this week, which was a call from you from 2 weeks ago, from on the show. And we're doing another one on the river on the other side on Town Line Road this week. So, yeah, okay, we have plenty of examples.
Before we go to the UP, where exactly in the Bishop car dealerships could people go? Are these out in the showroom? Are this the service departments? Exactly where did you do it for the Bishop car dealerships?
All their service bay areas where the mechanics wrench on their cars every day, and the drive-through areas. Those are areas they could look at.
Oh, okay. And mm-hmm. This is, again, repeat the particular car dealerships for Bishop. What locations?
Bishop Roger City, Bishop Sheboygan, and Bishop Clare, Michigan.
Okay, so Sheboygan and Roger City.
Sheboygan, Roger City, and Clare. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about our listening area. We don't Clare, so
I
want to make sure I'm clarifying on that. Then also, you recently did some applications up in the UP.
Yes, we did Luce County, they call it, Newberry, their animal shelter.
Okay.
Yes, and we've done Mike Gustafson's meat and Sunoco gas station on 2. We did his personal indoor archery range, his personal barn dominium center, and his, I guess we'll call it, the smoked fish and beef jerky stop there right on 2 in Moran.
Oh, yeah, the retail store.
Yes, great family, great folks, Mike and Lara, the owners and their family. And then we also did his daughter. She has a little boutique shop in St. Ignace. We did that commercial location probably about 5 or 6 years ago as well. And then,
do you know the name of that store?
You know, I should know it, but I don't know.
You got too many clients. You got too many clients. That's the problem.
So much in my brain. I'm sorry.
that's not brain into your brain. So we got to look that one up. Hey,
right.
I got a question. Another text is coming in. can this product, is it recommended to be done while the weather is warm, like what we're experiencing right now heading into fall? Or if it gets colder, can it still be applied in later months? He's not going to be back up north. He's a listener downstate. And right. He says, it won't be back up to my home probably until deer season. If I call ahead of time and schedule an appointment, is it better for me to call him and have it done now? Or is it something it would be okay to be installed in November?
It would be better to have it done now because October 1st is bow season and I'll be in my stand. And then November 15th, that week I'm off too, kind of, sort of, for hunting. I'm a big deer hunter, of course. But we do them all through the winter as long as the building or the garage or the facility is heated. It's no problem as long as it's got heat.
As long as it has heat, it can then cure the epoxy and dry and do what it needs to be done.
Correct. And some folks might ask as well, what about if I have heated floors? Heated floors are no problem, so you don't have to have an overhead heater. Heated floors, the epoxy is acceptable to that and not a problem at all.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you just have the heat going in the floor. It's nice and warm. It probably bonds really good.
It does, actually.
Yeah. Let's see. Another text message. Okay, how far into the UP will you go?
We'll go throughout the whole UP, Iron Mountain to Sault Ste. Marie, wherever it is, we'll go. As long as we have power and
right.
Heat, right?
Heat.
Because some of these places are remote locations.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because you mentioned to me before we took you on as a sponsor, you've actually done these systems in Wisconsin and many other surrounding states.
Yes, we've done them all over the country, actually. Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee. We did a great brewery there, or distillery, I should call it. Yep. And we did a job for them last year, and they're going to have us come back and do another section.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. On the website, epoxypro.com, you list all the products. You even have the ability for people to do these systems, do it yourself. Explain that process. Somebody's never heard this before.
Okay, great. Yeah, we have a do-it-yourself. That's basically the model of our website. That's our main driving marketing message is do-it-yourself floor coating kits. And for everyday homeowners, like a lady just purchased some yesterday from Texas for her garage. She purchased a metallic system with a polyurethane top coat with non-slip. Everyday folks or even shop plant managers, they buy our products. NASA, believe it or not, in Houston, they buy our products. We just had our third order for the U.S. Navy this year. We've sold to the Coast Guard. We even did the Coast Guard facility, their wood shop, up in the Sioux a couple of years back as well. So they can order online, and we give them coach calls for free. They can call us, and we can direct them and show them the steps on how to prep the floor, how to solve some problems and solutions if they have different unique situations with pitches that are low and they want to raise it up. We have slurry fill systems where they can build it up with our epoxy with different mixtures of aggregate. And they can order it online from everyday homeowner that has a garage to somebody has a pole barn, a shop, or a big factory or facility.
One of the things that's very interesting about this product, and I want people to understand this process, as you prep the floor, you actually somewhat, would you call it diamond grind? You actually
Yes.
grind the floor. Explain that process and what does that do to the floor that's currently there? What does it do in order for the epoxy to kind of bond and adhere to the concrete?
Gotcha. Essentially, the diamond grinding the floor surface cleans the surface. It creates a profile for the epoxy to have a tooth to bond onto, a clean profile, abraded surface. And like this past week, we had to remove some adhesive from some tape that was on the floor. So we do that step first, and then we grind, and then we go back on and finish the floor with the prime coater, patching the hairline cracks, or we call them spider cracks, or you might have some big wide gaps or chunks in the floor that are out near expansion joints or where two slabs meet feet together. So we do patch repair. We diamond grind patch repair, and then we go ahead and prime coat, and then we do an intermediate coat, then a top coat of our polyurethane non-slip finish.
And how long of a process does that take?
Typically 2 days from a floor that's a 2.5-car garage, say 400 or 500, 600 square feet, up to, we'll say, 8,000, 10,000 square feet. We can pretty much 2 to 3 days on the larger ones, 2 days on all the anything under 5,000 square feet.
5,000 square feet. You get bigger production square footage than that, you're talking a week or two projects sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. A few years back, well, going back to 2017, we got an internet inquiry, and a really nice young business guy down in Tampa was opening up a big old granite production facility. It was a 50,000 square foot floor. We did that one too. So,
wow.
Yes, sir.
That is a huge, huge space. I can't even fathom the cost on something like that.
Yeah, it was up there. Basically, it's $6 a square foot. Our listeners should know this. $6 a square foot is a standard epoxy with or without chips with a polyurethane non-slip finish top coat for anything, say, under 5,000 square feet.
And sure, then sure.
The price drops down to like $4 and then even down to $3 if it's like over 50,000 square feet.
Let me ask you this. Does that $6 a square foot, is that with a professional install or do it yourself?
That's for us to do it ourselves. And that's for the standard pure solid color with or without chips epoxy system. And it's about $10 to $12 a square foot for the metallic system for us to do it. So for the cost for the customer to do it themselves, you're looking at probably a couple dollars a square foot for the regular standard epoxy with chips. So they're saving $4 a square foot. Right, doing it
right.
Themselves, and,
sure.
And they can easily do it. I mean, that's what our whole model is, basically, to train and teach and coach do-it-yourselfers how to do it yourself and sell products.
Let's see, another text coming. Man, people are blowing up my phone today.
Awesome.
If they have, well, you know what? I think it's better, John, if we give out the phone number.
Sure.
Because we're going to run out of time here.
Okay.
But if people, the best number to call Epoxy Pro, give out that phone number slowly so people can put it in their phones or write it down.
Okay. They can call 877-703-7699, 877-703-7699, or they can call me on my cell if I can give that number out if you want.
Sure.
And that's area code 231-818-9700, 231-818-9700.
Very good. And because I've got three unread messages all about this. Also, on the website, Epoxy Pro, EPOXYPRO.com, if you want this information, folks, just text me EP for Epoxy Pro, and I'll send you the website and the phone number, and you can get a hold of John. One of them, though, real quick, do we have to obviously get everything out of the garage before you guys get there, get it cleaned out, ready to go? Do we have to do any hosing down of the concrete? Do we have to sweep it? What do we need to do?
No sweep, no hose, just move everything out of the garage and tarp it or cover it up, plug your refrigerators in with an extension cord, and we'll come there and get her done.
Get her done. So just clean the space out, make it ready to go. And refrigerators, you're saying move them outside of the garage, just use an extension cord to keep them running.
Correct.
Okay, very good. EP, folks, text me EP. I'll send you the contact information, the website, the phone number, and you can give John a call and ask the rest of the questions. John, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Back at you. Thank you, Trucker.
Okay, bottom of the hour news of hour number 3. We'll be right back.